Brilliant Traces by Cindy Lou Johnson is a roller coaster of a play about feelings of isolation and people's need to be understood. Both comic and anguished, Brilliant Traces is set in a recluse's cabin in an Alaskan blizzard where a runaway bride seeks shelter. Performing Arts of Woodstock is opening a production of the play at the Mescal Hornbeck Community Center this week. The production is directed by Sandy Schurin, and Sandy joins us this morning. Good morning.
Very nice
to have you with us. How are you, Sandy?
I'm good.
Thank you very much for being here. We are also joined by Maria Elena Morin, who plays Rosanna. And we also welcome President of Performing Arts of Woodstock, Adele Calcavecchio. Both Adele and Maria are in the studio with us, and we thank you very much for being here.
Thank
you
so much.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
A great pleasure to have you both here. So let me begin with you, Adele, as to how this particular production came to be.
Well, it's very simple. Sandy is extremely creative, and she's been, as she will explain, a director and acting coach for many years in New York City and also in Woodstock. And she most recently directed Clybourne Park for us at PAW a couple of years ago. And she made the suggestion that we do this play.
So that moves us to Sandy. Sandy, what was it about this play that you liked and wanted to bring to the Performing Arts of Woodstock?
Yeah, you know, it's really, pardon me, it's, first of all, it's very gutsy, edgy, bold, and I like that. And it's very much like life. Things get very funny, then they get very frightening, they get dangerous, then it's fun. It's up and down, just like life. Well, who knows what comes next? So I like that aspect. I also love any theatrical piece or film that takes people beyond their everyday reality and brings them to a place of looking inside themselves and seeing new possibilities. And that's what happens here. This is a 90-minute roller coaster. And in that time, it really creates an experience, an imaginative experience. So it took hold of me. I wanted to present it.
Tell us a little bit. I want to talk to Maria about being part of this cast, but tell us a little bit about the show, of the story that is being told here.
Well, it's about two people so unlikely to ever meet that get together and they actually collide in this little barn in Alaska, and that's what happens. They start communicating, and in communication, all of their loneliness and needs and unhappiness and family stories start coming out, and in that, they really come together. They start trusting each other and come together.
So for you, Maria, what is it like to play Rosanna?
It's pretty great. It's interesting. This play was handed to me in 1998. So I've been, you know, it's been in my pocket for, I don't even want to say how many years. So, you know, when I first read her, you know, in your life, you go through so many changes and challenges and adventures. So Rosanna in 1998 to me is so different to Rosanna in 2016 to me. So playing her, she's kind of grown with me, you know, and she's taught me a lot because, you know, she really grapples with your core fears, your core what makes you as a person and you know, through time, I've kind of grown with her. So
it is.
And I must say, I'm going to cut in. Maria and Chris Grady are both phenomenal in the play. They really give outstanding performances.
The other character is Henry, who is played by, as you mentioned, Chris Grady.
That's right.
A two-person show. So is it nice to have just that other, you know, to have two people, to have it very simplified and that conversation?
Oh, it's great. It's amazing. Yeah, it's being locked in a room with somebody for 90 minutes. You really, you know.
And it's supposed to be over several days, actually, although it's 90 minutes.
And no way out. We forgot to say it's in Alaska and there is a whiteout. There's... Nobody can step outside.
That's right. And no phones.
Whiteout is some sort of, you know, an extreme blizzard.
I mean, that's what you want when something goes down. You want to be locked up, not being able to get out, no communication, and you've got to just go through it. And that's what this play is about. They both are going through something. There's nowhere else to go, and they go through it together. You know, there's times you just want to tear the walls off and just run. And then there's times when you just want to be there with that person because you get it. You get it. You're getting to the other side of something.
And you want to be, and obviously as an audience, we want to be in the room with those people as they figure all of this out.
Oh, yeah, it's their room. Everybody has that room inside of them. Everyone's in that room in Alaska, I have to tell you.
And I feel like it helps you as an audience member to really tap into, you know, if you have something that you are going through and you feel like you have to go through alone, I think as human beings, we're all looking for connection.
Sure.
You know, and sometimes you really feel like, nah, I have to do this myself. And it really lets you know that the connection of another human being can really, you can come to an understanding, you can come to a conclusion, you can come to peace.
You mentioned that this play, that it first came to you in the late 90s. So, Cindy Lou Johnson, this has been around for a while then, Sandy, this particular play.
I think it had a production at the Cherry Lane Theater. I don't know the year. And it might have moved to Broadway. I'm not terribly sure, but it might have.
I believe it was 1984 at the Cherry Lane Theater. And
so
Joan
Cusack
played Rosanna.
Oh,
I know.
That's cool.
That's another
very
thing
cool.
That drew me.
And actually, it was Maria who brought the play to Sandy's attention. Isn't that right, Sandy?
Yes, it is. Maria brought it into class, my class in New York City. And we started working on it. And she and the actor, Evan Leone, decided to produce this with me directing it. And as we started getting into rehearsal, Evan got a series on HBO. So we let that go, and then I brought it to Paw, and we were going to do it up here with Evan, and they both have roots. They both come from the Hudson Valley, Evan and Maria. So we thought that would be great, and Maria wanted to make her way back up here again. So we thought that would be fabulous, and then Evan got the new series that's on AMC, Feed the Beast. So this was over again. We said, no, let's just do it. And then we opened auditions, and Chris Grady has been in my class up here, very good actor. And he walked in, and I could just see him doing the role.
And he has lots of experience with performing arts. Lots of experience with performing arts of Woodstock. He's one of our special
and
people.
And so we took Chris. He loved the play. He's always loved it. He saw it at the Cherry Lane, as a matter of fact. And that's how it happened. And here we go. And now we're about to open. You know, it's really... It's a play that takes place on so many levels. It's reality. It's illusion. It's us, everybody looking inside themselves. It's about people playing out of the box, which I really love. You get that very bold, erratic energy when people are playing out of the box. You know, there's a fear and there's an excitement. And that really translates to the audience. So that kind of experience excites me when I know that a play and actors can bring that kind of experience to an audience. I really love it. You know, Joe, I started off Broadway many, many years ago. There was no such thing as off Broadway in New York. My theater company, along with four other theater companies, we were five, started off Broadway. And what that meant was that we got together, we worked under the auspices of the Cultural Council so we could get grants, and we became a very big entity. But my roots are in experimental theater. And what I love about working upstate here is that we can bring some of that experimental theater to an audience if we want to, you know, and that's something that I love to do. And I love bringing really great theater to an audience at a moderate price, because it's so hard to see theater in the city. The ticket prices are ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that's my saying it. I love it so much. And, of course, PAW is just marvelous. All of the technical crew, the producers, they're just a great and very professional company to work with.
It is Performing Arts of Woodstock presenting Brilliant Traces. We should note there are, I believe, 9 opportunities to see the show.
That's
it begins on June 23rd, so that is also known as the day after tomorrow.
Yes, and it's a preview for with tickets reduced to $15 a person.
And that is Thursday, June 23rd at 8 p.m., and then the performances take place on the 24th, 26th, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and then the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th. Performances are at 8 p.m. And on Sunday matinees at 1:30. Mm-hmm. So that is the performance schedule for Brilliant Traces by Cindy Lou Johnson. You all feel good? Do you feel ready to go?
I am ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bring it on.
We're all ready.
Yeah.
Rehearsals are brilliant. We're really very excited about it. And we should also note that, I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, that's all right. We should also note this. Here's the website, which is performingartsofwoodstock.org. Performingartsofwoodstock.org for ticket and showtime information. That link will also be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Performing Arts of Woodstock presenting Brilliant Traces at the Mescal Hornbeck Community Center in Woodstock beginning on Thursday. Sandy Schurin, Maria Elena Morin, and Adele Calcavecchio, I thank you very much for joining us this morning. Best of luck with the run, and I thank you so much for sharing with us this morning.
Thanks, Joe.
Great pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.